The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk
with Matter Private Network. During current restrictions, don't ignore your health concerns. Our expert team is ready to help.
With the numbers of smokers decreasing, Big Tobacco is betting on influencers and the push of more lung-friendly sales to attract younger customers. That's according to a wide-ranging report by the Bureau of Investigative Journalism. I'm joined now by Matthew Chapman, reporter at the Bureau, covering the tobacco industry. Matthew, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
Now, tell me, what are lung-friendly tobacco-based products?
Good question. Yes, these products, the tobacco industry calls them next generation products. And your listeners are probably most familiar with e-cigarettes. That's one category, but they're also bringing out new categories, including nicotine pouches, which don't contain any tobacco, but you stick between your lip and your gum and it releases nicotine into your bloodstream that way. Then there's also heated tobacco, which look like miniature cigarettes, and you heat up the tobacco inside of them with an electronic device, and it recreates the sensation of smoking. And while the tobacco industry says these are less harmful than traditional cigarettes, they're still harmful. For instance, nicotine pouches have caused a number of children to be hospitalized in Russia. And the World Health Organization is very worried about these products because they believe the tobacco industry is using them to create a new generation of nicotine and tobacco addicts.
Yeah. Now I haven't come across nicotine pouches that are placed in the mouth in this way, but there are parts of the world where what are called snus, S-N-U-S, have been popular anyway. What are snus?
Yes, that's right. Snus are very similar to nicotine pouches, but they do contain tobacco. So you also stick these snus between your lip and your gum, and they're very popular in Scandinavia. But the interesting thing with these nicotine pouches is because they don't contain any tobacco, they fall within a legal grey area, and the tobacco industry appears to be exploiting this to really aggressively market them. And we've discovered they seem to be particularly targeting young people by using social media influencers.
Now, you know, going back to the old black and white movies and people smoking cigarettes, and there was a certain glamour attached to the cigarette, you know, poised on the lip and perhaps used in a sexually provocative way, all of that kind of thing. I cannot imagine that someone with a nicotine pouch is enhancing their allure in any way. So what is the attraction of the nicotine pouch? What does it do? Is it a stimulant?
Yes, it's a stimulant. So it releases nicotine into your body very quickly and gives you a sensation of a high. And yeah, like you say, perhaps they're less visual, these pouches, but they're very discreet, so the concern is that children could be using these without the knowledge of parents or guardians. And yes, so the tobacco industry seems to actually be advertising these products as discreet. So the concern is young people will start using these products without the knowledge of adults.
Yeah. So they're not governed by any laws. Is that the idea, nicotine pouches per se? Because, you know, there is obviously a concern about nicotine patches, and often they are sold in pharmacies as substitutes for smoking and are seen as, you know, helping with the addiction problem and helping to wean people off while not actually being cigarettes. So, you know, there's a medicinal purpose. There's no medicinal purpose whatsoever, I presume, in nicotine patches or pouches.
It's unclear really, yeah, because they're such a new product, but the worry is with these products is they're very much being used by people who've never used nicotine before, like British American Tobacco, which is a tobacco company we've been looking at particularly closely. Their own figures show that 50% of users of these nicotine pouches have never used nicotine before, and it very clearly seems to be targeted as young people, as I've said. So So while
it is seen as a stimulant, that is, I presume, what the chemical nicotine is doing. It's stimulating people. So whether they're studying for exams or whatever they might be doing, they feel it helps them in some way. Or does it reduce social inhibition? I don't really understand this.
Yeah, it's more of a party product, really. In Sweden, where it's particularly popular, there's countless viral videos of these nicotine pouches and young Swedes using them at parties and just using it just to give them a buzz, really. Whereas, like you say, there doesn't really seem to be a medicinal use for these products as it stands, but the tobacco industry would argue that these are products to help you quit smoking, but their marketing really doesn't suggest that that's what they're rolling out these products for.
They are using social media and influencers to push these, you say. What is the evidence for that?
There's plenty of evidence. So there's lots of paid promotions on Instagram of these influencers using these products. And so even though influencers aren't meant to promote tobacco and nicotine products on Instagram, we actually took a lot of these examples to Instagram, and they were actually removed because they broke the terms and conditions of Instagram. And there's countless examples that I looked today, and these examples are still up there, even though technically they're not meant to be allowed on these platforms.
So what needs to happen? I mean, regulation. The social media companies are always resistant to more control of what they do. They say, we're only platforms, we're not publishers.
Yeah, exactly. I think they just need to stand up to their own rules, really, because they, like in December 2019, they said influencers can't promote these products, but they're still being promoted. And whilst the platforms might take them down once you make them aware of a post, they're not proactively going out and looking for these influencer posts which are promoting these products.
Any sign of these nicotine pouches making inroads into these islands?
They haven't officially launched in Ireland, but I was looking, and you can buy them in Ireland on third-party websites, not the websites of tobacco companies. So you can very much get these products in Ireland, but at the moment they don't seem too prevalent. So we would really want to see regulators really making themselves aware of these products before you get any kind of teenage epidemic, of which we've seen in Sweden already.
All right. Forewarned is forearmed. Matthew Chapman, reporter at the Bureau of Investigative Journalism, thank you very much for joining us.